The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can call in, bring up what is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Russ.
And Conan.
And we started off talking about the study done by the Tax Foundation that they do every year that apparently now Americans spend more money on taxes, meaning they have more money stolen from them by government officials, than what they voluntarily spend on food, clothing, and housing combined. And then started talking about Facebook and the fact that Mark Zuckerberg wants all your personal information. He doesn't want you sharing cat memes. He doesn't want you sharing links to news articles. He wants you to post personal stuff and stream video from the website. He wants to remind you of phony holidays that are created, such as Siblings Day. Here, post pictures of your brothers and sisters so our facial recognition can know who you are. And then when you upload a photo, it'll say, would you like to tag Conan in this picture? Would you like to tag Chris in this picture?
Actually, it used to ask whether you'd want to tag him or not. Right now, it automatically tags everyone, and if you don't click the button at the bottom saying, I want to untag all these people, it will automatically tag
right.
them all.
And after you click the button to untag, it will still, whenever you look at the photo, would you like to tag this person?
Tag.
Yeah, the facial recognition is pretty spot on. I haven't seen too many errors, and if there are, they're errors that I probably would have made if I was kind of...
The major error that I've noticed is I saw somebody... I had a picture of somebody wearing a T-shirt that had a Starbucks-looking logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook asked me to tag the person. And the face that it recognized was the mermaid on the T-shirt.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like, no, that's not a person. No.
Well, it's Facebook Skynet is still young, and he is learning.
Still learning.
He's still learning.
Facebook Skynet has not yet turned into a racist, sex fiend, Nazi like the Tay did. Remember we talked about Tay?
Oh, yeah, I definitely remember. I'm just thinking
the 19-year-old AI created by Microsoft.
That they distributed and, you know, without prep. It just They just put it out there, whereas Facebook has been in existence for how many years now? Close to a
dozen
decade?
Years. I think it's been close to a dozen years, decade, something like that.
I don't think more than a decade.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I was just, you're talking about Facebook right now, and I just remember you've obviously reported on this, and it's pretty much widely known. Mark Zuckerberg has partnered essentially with the Chinese government, for one, but with the neo-Nazi Angela Merkel in Germany to stop the protesters of a runaway immigration, and actually censor them, shut them down, and get them arrested in some cases. So,
how was Mark Zuckerberg getting people arrested?
No, Mark Zuckerberg is essentially he's helping Angela Merkel in Germany to use Facebook, and he's actually hired a Stasi. He hired a former Stasi person to work for him in Germany to find these people and tell them shut up or get shut down, essentially. And they've been shut down. People have been shut down. I mean, you know that when you put up something that's anti New World Order or anti globalist, you'll be shut off. I mean, I don't use Facebook, so I can't really say from personal experience, but But let's put it this way. When anybody from Alex Jones, and, you know, not necessarily just Alex Jones, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with Alex Jones, but in the case of what his people do, when they put something up that's anti-NWO, New World Order, or when they put up something that talks about how the Black Lives Matter people are doing various other things, I mean, you know, just these horrible protest groups that are out there doing things that, you know, a person can do when they have free speech. And I'm saying, okay, I'm not saying the horrible protest groups are, you know, proper in their actions and what they're doing, but what I'm saying is free speech is free speech. When they're shutting, when he is literally shutting off free speech by using, in using the platform of Facebook to do it, that's, you know, that's what people have to understand. That's what it's
about. Is that really shutting down free speech to say, I'm not providing you a bullhorn and a platform to give your speech? You can still, you can talk in the middle of the street if you want to. Mark Zuckerberg cannot, he cannot prevent you from starting a blog on a server that you run. He can just say, you can't post stuff on my servers.
But Daryl, but I mean, how many people have their own server? How many people run their own computer farm, if you will? I mean, how many people have their own facilities where they can do that kind of thing? They're using, you know, this is, you know, you remember what Matt Drudge said when he was on the Alex Jones show when he was at, when
I have no clue what Matt Drudge said at any time ever, nor do I know most of what was ever said on Alex Jones.
Okay. Well, anyway. Maybe
reiterate. Chris, tell us.
Okay. Well, maybe Chris and Conan can chime.
No, I don't. I don't watch Alex Jones either. But
okay, I'm a sporadic watcher. But go ahead. Tell the story.
Watch or listen, whichever it is. But when Donald Trump, I was about to say, when Matt Drudge was on Alex Jones, he said, "Don't use the Twitter and Facebook. Don't play in their ghetto, so to speak. Because once you get hooked into their system, so to, in a manner of speaking." You can't, you're locked in, and you can't only do what they say you can do. It's okay, it's like if you walk into a store, you can only buy certain things in the store, because they don't sell the other things that you might want to buy, okay? That's true, but at the same time, because they have such a control mechanism set up, they are the only, they've made themselves big.
They have a monopoly.
Right,
but here's the difference, though. Until Facebook actually starts taxing me to run Facebook servers and to, you know, for me to actually use their service, then I'm all right. They're a third party. They're private. They can do whatever they want. If they don't want me blasting my bullhorn out in the middle of the street, you know, they have the right to shut me down.
Right, and let me ask you,
you know what? If enough people get out there and say, "Hey, look, why are you censoring all this free speech?" Maybe we do need a third party, another outfit to be our bullhorn, and someone might rise up out of the rubble.
There is what GNU Social has, Quitter.no, where it's basically a Twitter knockoff, but instead of limiting you to 140 characters, it's like 1,000. So, you know, you can write full sentences on Quitter, and I'm actually on Quitter. It's a distributed, decentralized social network. Tim, thanks for the call.
But I think his point's good to a degree. What I would emphasize with anyone is there is still freedom. It's just whether you choose to, and he said this, do you want to play in the devil's backyard, which is kind of what Twitter and Facebook have turned into. But there are always alternatives.
Twitter's a lot better than Facebook. Because when protesters were having their communications shut down in Turkey, Twitter was actually telling people, here's how you bypass the government shutting down the access.
But hasn't Twitter also censored some stuff?
Or
so I don't want to get into the, you know, Democrats are worse than Republicans because they haven't done as much evil or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yes, Twitter is pulling down the Twitter accounts of members connected to ISIS, things that are promoting, like actually promoting violence,
but here
they're pulling down. But just you posting about liberty stuff, they're not pulling that down.
Yes. What I think we need to understand is people confuse free speech with free speech on somebody else's platform.
Exactly. Right.
That's the difference.
That is the major difference. And people misuse the term censor. Oh, Facebook censored me. No, Facebook did not prevent you from posting your stuff on any site other than Facebook. And if we hang up on you, we're not preventing you from talking anywhere other than on the show at the exact moment. And you can do that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free
Talk
Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. But want to make sure that I tell you about the movement that's happening in healthcare. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy, efficient way. Choose your doctor, choose your hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for the good. Join LHS.com. That's join LHS, as in Liberty HealthShare. Join LHS.com. Or give them a call, 800-722-8041. Back to the phones. We've got Alex in Tallahassee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's fantastic to be on. The last caller, he didn't really make a point that I think he should have made. Right? It's not that they're censoring people. It's not like they're like, hey, I don't want you saying bad things about migrants on the internet or Facebook. It's that Mark Zuckerberg has worked with Angela Merkel to allow the police, the German police, to look on Facebook for anti-immigration speech, and are actually arresting people for saying, that they don't like it on Facebook, basically.
So I would like to see some proof that somebody is being arrested for saying, I don't like immigrants.
I know this has happened on Twitter, where people have
been arrested
because of things they've said on Twitter about Syrian refugees and whatnot.
I would like to know the exact charge, because just posting that you don't like refugees is not a criminal offense.
I want to
kill Syrian refugees is a criminal offense, because that's criminal threatening.
Well, this is where I'd just like to do a little bit of research on this. And this...
Yeah, that was the main point. I just had it.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. So here's an article. This is on Breitbart UK, it looks like.
Okay.
German government's demand that social media giants Google, Facebook, and Twitter remove what it calls anti-migrant hate speech. Let's see.
Okay, so they're charging people with hate speech. Well, Alex, what was the main point of your call, since that was not the main point?
The main point I wanted to bring up was our education system and how... Absolutely. I'm finishing up with public high school now. It's online, so it's better than the public school. But good gracious, man, it's so ridiculous. I mean, on one hand, it's just status to the point of just craziness, right? It's basically, the God, the state is going to come save you, and democracy is such a fantastic thing. And then on the other hand, it's just very, very much trying to indoctrinate, very much against my, social views and whatnot. It demeans marriage constantly and makes me talk about, women's, feminism and whatnot in papers.
So this is the curriculum that is being put out by whatever agency, and this is through the public school system, the online schooling that you're doing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's basically the curriculum like they would have at the high school, but it's online.
Gotcha. That's not surprising. I mean, why would they be inconsistent? I do wonder if you have to stand and face your computer and do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
No, luckily I don't. But okay, I mean, it's just terrible. I see the effect that it has on people my age, right? I see the fact that, it's just day after day after day, and it's the same topics. And as I kind of awoke into this, 2 years ago, I realized that it had been that way ever since elementary school almost. And I realized how much they screwed me out of a good education when I was little.
Well, I applaud you for waking up as early as you have, and we're seeing that more and more and more. I'm one of those guys who kind of came to the ideas of liberty late in life, and I just look back on most of it and go, wow, what a waste. And what a fool I was.
The only problem is now you're going to die young because you're going to start stressing yourself out and waking up sad and miserable every single day because you're the only one that can see the obey signs on the street corner.
Oh, I couldn't disagree more. As bummed out as I get about the news and every day it's another violation of my rights, I'm so optimistic because we get calls like this. We get young people that are getting it. And that is so cool.
Yes.
Born at a very exciting time for the world, right? Like, I see little projects like Liberland and the Water Steading Foundation and whatnot. Or the Seasteading Foundation.
Yep. I thought that group sort of ceased to exist.
I know. I got a friend who's still active in it. I don't know what they're actually doing, but...
I've always been leery of some of these utopian projects. I think the best one is the one that we're involved in, and it's moving a bunch of us like-minded individuals to the same small population state, which is here in New Hampshire, and it's not that cold. In fact, we had a very warm winter, and, you know, it's...
And then we had not too bad second winter, and then a second winter, and then April snow.
This is by far the best project that is available. The seasteading thing sounds neat and all, but, you know, play, if you wanted some seasteading, play with BioShock underwater.
Well, that's what I want, right? I want a rapture. I want to be one of the guys to move there. But, I mean, I've been in New Hampshire, and, I mean... traveling up north, you know, I got depressed, I got down, I didn't like the culture, I didn't like how unfree I felt until I got to New Hampshire.
Nice.
And it was just like a breath of fresh air. I immediately felt more...
You're from Florida, right?
Relaxed. Yes.
I'm originally from Florida. Going to New Hampshire, it felt like coming home. Basically, Florida is full of New Englanders who go there to retire.
And then they want to bring all of the horrible stuff that they were escaping from New England with them.
Right.
The
way I see it is New Hampshire is where the weak couldn't handle it, and they had to go get some of that warmth of Florida. I can't stand the heat of Florida. I love New Hampshire. I am never going back
up here, though. Alex, thank you for the call.
And I would say, you know, and I look at Liberland, and I look at Seasteading, and I do... have, you know, my suspicions about how viable they are. But the important thing to me is that people are having these ideas and they're saying, you know what, let's try it.
Yes.
Whether it succeeds or fails, they're getting some press. They're opening more people's eyes to the idea of maybe we can live without this overpowering state over us every minute of our lives.
You have a growing independent party, which is kind of a good sign. Yeah. You have a libertarian party, which... it's probably going to get more votes than it ever has in previous years. What do you think, Daryl?
Based on polling.
Depends on what happens. Yeah, because, you know, early polls, the third option always winds up going up high.
Right.
It's whether or not that third option stays in the media. Does that third option get in the debates? We can talk about that. And your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Plus, we're on Skype. Username, lrn.fm.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And Conan, you've got something. Apparently, it's a what-could-be sort of thing, and sometimes these what-could-bes are all a bunch of hooey, but this is what-could-be based on something that kind of already is.
And it's kind of what we've been talking about this entire evening, and there are programs that are in construction. Some of them are up and running, and some of them are in existence, and they're being used today. It is all about social ranking, and Facebook is doing it.
Well, what is social ranking?
They're not actually ranking us socially, but they are metadating.
No.
That's not even a word. That's
social ranking, and I'm just asking you, what does that mean?
Well, all right. So you have all of these programs.
You're talking
out
about
there.
Like a clout score.
Kind of, yeah. It's a credit score, but it's not just on your criminal background or your monetary background. It's everything. It's what you post on Facebook.
How many followers you've got on the Twitters?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How many likes your posts get?
Yes, that's a big one. And by the way, if Facebook was to do anything to make me happy, it would be a Reddit-style vote system. And not these silly happy faces, right, angry faces, but actually up and down votes.
Yep.
But they will never do that because they don't want to deter people from enjoying the process.
If you start
getting negative votes, you might not want to be on Facebook.
But Facebook has already done stuff to give people negative experiences.
Tell me.
So that they can then wind up reporting on, hey, we realized that if we showed people sad stories, they would post about being depressed. If we showed people happy stories, they would post happy stuff.
And this is good that this article actually brings up people who are continually bringing up sad stories and what that might mean, what that might lead up to in the future when they say try to purchase a firearm. If they 2 years ago posted a suicide or something that was leaning in that direction, if the government controlled Facebook and they had that information, they might decide that this guy's not worthy of fire. He might lead him to bad things. But anyways, this comes from AmericanIntelligenceReport.com.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of him. It's kind of a what if. There's only one real example in here that is an actual if.
That's all right, actually, jump into the article.
Are citizen rankings a violation of our constitutional rights? It's no secret that the United States government is collaborating with businesses to collect metadata on American citizens. In a recent article, it was proclaimed that Fresno law enforcement was using technology that gathered information from arrest reports, property records, commercial databases, deep web searches, and social media postings to assess a citizen threat score, according to the Washington Post. It's a very long article, but it's very interesting. Fresno police have a database set up where whenever they send their officers out on call,
yep,
they type the guy's name in, and all this information comes back, and there's a three-tier threat rank that comes back to him. So if it's deep red, they know the guy has maybe a prior felony, or he might have a gun, and so they know to attack the situation.
The only thing that could wind up making this a little more futuristic-y sounding,
if someone was actually foretelling, like the thought police and
no. If you use the word blockchain, because that seems to be, at least in the circles that I run in, there's people that are like, oh, we just need to put that on the blockchain. Put everything on the blockchain. Smart contracts, put them on the blockchain. And, well, that can sort of, you know, like, not be as freeing, especially if everything you do winds up being tied to your identity, and then it's up on the blockchain. You can't purchase food from the grocery store because your blockchain score is too low, mm-hmm, and the grocery store only does service to people who have a blockchain score above X.
This social rank could lead to something like that. Eventually, we may see citizen rankings become more prominent and even dictate if we can fly, leave the country, assess government buildings, shoot a smart gun. I'm not sure about that one, Chris.
Smart gun, that's one where like you push a button on your phone
some biometric thing that's going to allow a gun to either go bang or not.
So you can't open your gun until you put your thumbprint on it.
Because I know that if I have to reach for my gun in some point that I have to react in just split seconds, I want to rely on questionable technology. Like half the time I can't unlock my own phone.
Well, right now there are, you know, quote unquote smart guns to where, you know, people will go hunting or whatever, especially like the big game sort of stuff, to where they'll have something in the scope and then they'll lock in on it, mm-hmm, and then the gun somehow determines the right moment of when your target is in the right spot.
Oh yeah.
And then bang.
Other things, social ranking could deter your ability to get a job, healthcare coverage, the ability to enter a self-driving car, and even what school your children may attend.
The getting food thing reminds me of a video that I saw at least a decade ago that was put out by the ACLU, where they were talking then about, you know, really the problems of all of this information being compiled in a central location, mm-hmm, where it recreated or reenacted a telephone conversation of a guy calling the pizza place to order a pizza, And they said, oh, well, we see that you just visited your doctor and you've got high blood pressure, so it's going to be this much extra for the meat. And there was a break-in at your neighbor's house. So there's going to be a extra delivery fee and this, that, the other thing, and your total is $30.75. And he was like, what? Just give me cheese and I'll pick it up.
So here's where I appreciate the suspicion that the government's going to be behind all this. But I'll throw out a completely different dystopian future. And that's where some smart company, maybe it's Experian or maybe it's Equifax, works out an extremely lucrative deal with Twitter and Facebook to say, you know what, we'd like to access your back end. And we're just going to use metadata regarding, we're going to somehow meld our two things together, and we will provide a much better product to our customers. So I think people tend to like love to focus on the government's going to do this, but when you talk about capabilities, big data companies have tremendous financial interest and capability to do this.
I honestly think that, you know, if this happens, it would be through some private business, quote-unquote private business. And then when people like me get up in arms and say, you know, like, this is horrible, other people will say, well, you're a libertarian. Aren't libertarians supposed to like private business? Huh?
Yeah, we like our freedom of speech, which is why we would undoubtedly create a different set of social. We're seeing that now. There's so many variations, such a variety of social media out there that can be used.
Right.
But they all lack that you know, that critical momentum that Facebook and Twitter have got. They'll get there.
And you know what, Daryl, you brought up the idea about the pizza shop. You know, I like the idea of being able to background check my customer because, you know what, it might only cost me this amount to go a block down the street to the nice safe neighborhood, but if I have to go send one of my drivers to the ghetto and there's a 10% chance that he might get mugged, you know, I might decide that I need to charge this customer a little more. I want to know that information. In the case of the Fresno police, if I say ran a security outfit and I had 20 guys under me and we're monitoring a neighborhood or a building or something, I kind of want to know what situation I'm in and so that my guys are safe because I'm liable. So I might want to be able to background check people and using whatever information is. If I'm an employer, I'm going to look that guy up on Facebook. So that information is already available to me, the private individual.
Right, but now you're differentiating between your customers and your employees.
They're both kind of the same.
And
government officials.
I don't know. We'll discuss this and your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Conan's telling us about a what might maybe possibly at some point in the future be something, and you kind of like it.
Well, it's not a likely thing to happen. It is happening. It's happening in Fresno. And we just discussed that it's a national movement that's in, at least in New York and Houston and Seattle also over the past decade. But the government of China is implementing the social ranking that we talked about earlier, where the government will be in charge of it. We talked about this a couple of months ago on this program. I know one of the outfits is called Sesame. Which is a ranking system, but it's not just money. It's, you know, how many hours of video game play you are, what you bought on Alibaba, which is their Amazon over there in the Orient. So it's keeping track of everything, and the government wants this information because they want to know who is putting anti-government memes on their social networking, because they want to know where those guys are, just in case, so they can monitor them. So because terrorists. Because they could be the next guy to bomb a subway. They need to have this information for the security of the voters. And in the case of China, I'm not even sure how their government does their business. But they want
they have elections. There's one candidate.
The slaves that are paying the government revenue.
There's one candidate on the ballot, and you vote for that candidate, or you don't vote. And well, voting is mandatory.
Sounds about right.
So is there more to this thing?
I guess it will.
Well, you've kind of been defending this. Well, so I really want you to explain why it is that you think that, you know, whenever I walk into the grocery store, they should use their, you know, facial recognition to be like, oh, this is Daryl. Daryl buys these groceries. And here's everything we know about Daryl.
Okay, I don't have a problem with credit checks. I don't have a problem with background checks as far as being a businessman. I want to know who I'm doing business with. If I'm going to sell something, if someone calls me up and says, hey, I like that wash machine you got on Craigslist, I'm going to be like, all right, sure, hold on. I'm going to type that man's name into my system, if that system existed. If I had access to it, maybe it's just Facebook or just Google, and I'm going to Google that dude's name and see what's up. I want to see if he's had prior interactions with people and whether he's a good sell. And then if he is, I'm going to either give him the job or sell him the merchandise or, you know, take the transaction on to another level. There is an app that I am interested in that doesn't exist that I think would be great, and it would be perfect for a libertarian community where people can be recognized for their good or their bad services. Basically, it's a Yelp for people.
So how would you sort of rectify the fact that, well, sometimes people aren't honest on Yelp, so they'll give bad reviews when the place should not get a bad review?
Well, first of all, it would be so, because the first problem you would have, I would be more interested in all the trolling, not interested, but I would be more leery about all the trolling that would happen. So you would have to have a real account. So if you had,
right, but there are people on Yelp that have real accounts, but they're just complete a-holes, and they'll give their competition bad reviews.
This is a possibility, and
I remember reading something. There was a guy that he's a food something. You know, he goes around and, like, he's a professional restaurant raider sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Went to some place just outside of Las Vegas, and they're not open for breakfast or lunch. Key point of the story here. So he drove out there, saw the sign, oh, we open at 5 o'clock for dinner. All right, so he went back, got dinner, gave his review, and he thought that their food was really good, so he gave them a high review. And then he had posted or written in this article that I was reading that a couple weeks later, he was just curious to see how the reviews were on this restaurant to see if his review gave them some kind of bump. And he noticed that they had a really bad review, like, you know, a really low score. And so,
right,
he started looking through a bunch of the ratings, the one-star, two-star ratings, and they were all talking about how horrible the breakfast and lunch were for a restaurant that does not serve either breakfast or lunch.
Hey, I'm not saying these things cannot. They're going to have to be moderated.
Right.
First of all, the people who use the app or the program, they're going to have to be real people, they'll have to be vied for. So I'm thinking that you'll have to have a certain percentage of people who use the app say, all right, this is a real person, he actually lives in this community, yes, and he'll get upvotes. But, you know, a prime example of what I am basing this on is something like Rate Your Professor.
It actually
works. And every now and then, you're gonna get a bad vote. So you're just going to have, and it's the same thing with, like, an Amazon purchase. You're looking at an item, and you've got five-star, and someone decided to give it a one-star, and it's like, and because they got a bad item,
right,
or they got the wrong item,
right,
and it's just like one-star.
Certainly,
so it's going to happen.
Certainly there is that, you know, one bad interaction that somebody has, but you can't really, you know, base everything on one bad interaction. But when they're the people that will do this like they do on Yelp, to where they, you know, tell all of the employees at the business, go rate our competition negatively, I don't know how to deal with that. Possibly Steve calling from Canada has some thoughts. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that up here in Canada, we had a situation where the government needed a major budget increase so that they could spy on everyone, and they got denied it. So this idea that there's big databases and they're spying on everyone, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, they can't do it. They don't have the money to do it.
Well, fortunately, that's not the problem here in America. We'll just print more.
No, I think it's your problem, too, because there's 300 million Americans, and if you're going to have a great big giant database where you get to keep all the metadata, you have to have sensors to do it, and, I mean,
well,
it's not feasible.
I thought they had huge data servers in the desert, and they're doing exactly what you're just saying.
They're trying to do that, but there's a couple things that are coming into play here, and this is where the power of the state collides with Moore's Law. So if we go back 10 years, yes, completely unfeasible, just couldn't happen. Now we're at that point where government agencies, and even private businesses, can literally plan and say, okay, based on Moore's Law, based on the density of what we expect to get out of 3D storage and holographic storage and all these other technologies that are out there, we can project that if we start like building like the plumbing and stuff like that, by the time...
And the AI to read all of this.
Right. If we start working on our front ends, by the time we get done with all that, the technology will be in place to do that stuff. So I think it's optimistic, but I suspect that the plummeting cost of technology and the increased capabilities are going to collide. And you know, I'm just going to say this. We haven't seen anything. We're going to look back and go, I sure miss the good old days of, like, the Snowden stuff, you know.
Well, I know, but at the same time, if you are, you know, using Tor browser and you're not on Facebook and you're not using your real name on anything, then that whole database that you were talking about, like the Chinese database, it's just, I mean, it's a pipe dream. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, but what percentage of the population are actually taking those precautions?
Exactly.
I'm not.
Well, and how long will it take for their, you know, super genius robots to connect the dots of, oh, this is Conan's name on this network, and this is his name over here, and this is that, and here's all these other things, and either we have seven people that live at the same house and drive the same vehicle, or all of these people are pseudonyms for Conan.
But I'm just thinking of our society in general. Everything is online. They are taking pictures of their breakfast. They're taking pictures of their interactions with their best friend at a party. Children. They're posting all their pictures at their at some party that they probably shouldn't have. They're putting everything out there. So it's a societal thing, and it's maybe,
right. And there's the theory of if you just put everything out there, then you overload them, and basically you're able to then hide in plain sight.
I disagree completely. Yeah,
I said that's a theory.
No,
and
I
then
know.
The other theory is that you do everything you can to completely hide away, and that would mean not being on the radio, not calling into radio shows. Steve, thanks for the call. And then hoping that they never see you, but then that kind of makes you stick out because, hey, who's the guy that has no track record? Who's the guy without paperwork? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.